克士兵有超过1000人投降。
He also realized that the Iraqis had built up their sea coast, and so he came in with a plan that would go behind the strength of the enemy.
所以他知道，这个，敌军在这样的西海岸，在这样的这个海岸线上，他们的防御线非常的坚固。但是他出其不意的从他们的弱处、防守比较薄弱的地方进入伊拉克。
Because General Schwarzkopf knew the enemy, he was able to win this battle in 100 hours of the start.
因为这个赫伯特·施瓦克这个总指挥官，他非常知道敌人的特点和以及他的弱点，所以这场战争在仅仅100个小时之内就结束了。
We're in a series on Red Sea rules, and sorry, this jumped ahead.
我们之前一直在讲这个红海的规则系列。
And what's important to realize is that we have an enemy that we need to acknowledge, but we also need to keep our eyes on the Lord.
所以我们需要非常清楚的明白，我们必须要知道我们每天面对的敌人是什么。但是同时，当我们知道这些敌人的时候，也不要被吓破胆，我们也要知道去转眼仰望耶稣。
The guidelines for us is that don't ignore or obsess about your adversary.
所以大的这样的一个原则是不要去忽视、逃避你的敌人，也不要被敌人对手吓破胆。
In the passage today in Exodus, the Israelites were in a Red Sea situation.
所以今天我们刚刚读的经文出埃及记14章1到12节里面，当时的以色列人就是面对的这样一个红海的情景。
A Red Sea situation is any situation that you find yourself in that seems impossible with no hope for victory.
红海的这样的情境，我们在这里一开始做一个定义，就是任何的情景境况，你几乎看不到任何出路，任何得胜的希望。
And the first rule that we have of these situations is that God has us exactly where He wants us to be.
我们之前有讲过红海规则，第一就是我们要清楚的意识到，无论我们处在什么境况之下，都是神把我们放在那里，而且神与我们同在。
The second rule is that we need to be more concerned with God's glory than for our relief.
所以第二个，上次我们讲的红海规则二是说，我们要多于关注神的荣耀超过我们自己的舒适。
And the third rule we're going to look at today is to acknowledge your enemy, but keep your eyes on the Lord.
所以我们今天要看这个红海规则第三点，就是我们要承认了解你的敌人，但是同时也要转眼仰望耶稣。
There are actually 4 truths I want to draw out of this situation.
所以今天我们其实要来看一看四个真相。
The first is to discern the parallels between Pharaoh and Satan.
所以第一个真相就是我们今天要来看看法老和撒旦之间他们的相似性。
Both were unyielding enemies.
他们不论是法老还是撒旦，他们都是不愿意臣服的这样的一个敌人。
Both Pharaoh and Satan should realize that they're defeated.
其实法老和撒旦其实早应该意识到，早应该就是认命说他们已经被打败了。
But because they're self-deceived,They both thought that they could actually win the battle.
但是他们呢还是很擅长自我欺骗，所以他们觉得他们还没有战争还没有结束，他们仍然还有赢的希望。
They both coveted power of God for themselves and glory.
而且他们非常贪恋神的荣耀和贪恋神的全能。
Pharaoh was actually called a god.
当时法老其实是被埃及人叫当作神。
And Satan wanted to receive the glory that was due to Jesus.
撒旦一直想窃取耶稣当得的荣耀。
So they both wanted to be worshipped and to receive glory that was not theirs.
所以，无论是法老还是撒旦，他们都希望被人去敬拜，收到从人来的这样，收到荣耀。
Every day of our lives as believers, we are involved with a battle with Satan.
作为基督徒，其实我们每一天都真实的面对着这样的一个跟撒旦的这样的一个属灵征战。
And even if you become a Christian, you are still engaged in this battle.
即使你成为了一个基督徒，你仍然还是在这场征战当中。
This is what the preacher Charles Spurgeon said.
这就是这个布道家查尔斯斯布珍说的。
The great tyrant has not forgotten you, but he designs your capture and re-enslavement.
那伟大的独裁者可没有忘记你，而且他精心设计你如何被掳，再次成为罪的奴仆。
Satan wants to destroy your life, he wants to destroy your family, and he wants to destroy this church.
撒旦他非常精心的想要去摧毁你，摧毁你的家庭，摧毁这个教会的每一个人，摧毁你的灵魂。
And if we are not aware of his tactics, we will fall victim to them.
如果我们没有意识到清醒的意识到有这样的征战存在，我们本来就自动落为了这样的一个受害者。
Do you know why so many Christians live defeated lives? It's because they don't believe in Satan.
你们知道为什么这么多基督徒他们活的生活都好像是很挫败的生活？因为他们不相信撒旦真实的存在。
Here's a very important verse to know about our adversary.
我们有一节经文是有关我们的这样的一个敌人是非常重要的一段经文。
Could you read this 2 Corinthians 4?
Sure. 哥林多后书四章四节，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
So Satan has this ability to blind people from seeing his reality.
所以撒旦有这样的能力，让那些不信的人看不到弄瞎了心眼，看不到撒旦真实的存在。
If the only world that you're seeing is the material world around you, you are missing the true conflict.
如果你眼睛只能看到这个物质的世界，那你就看不到这样的一个属灵当中的一个大的征战。
There's a great story that comes out of 2 Kings chapter 6.
我们圣经当中列王记下六章十六到十八节，那里说了一个非常有意思的一个历史故事。
And it's about the prophet Elisha and his understudy.
这个是有关先知以利沙。
And the Arameans are assembled all around them, and they can see their enemy on the hills.
当时以利沙被敌军很多的军队被围困。
And the understudy to Elisha is very discouraged because he believes the battle is going to be lost.
当时这样的一个跟着以利沙的这样的一个少年人，他非常的害怕。
But Elijah prays. He says, "O Lord, open his eyes that he may see."
所以当时以利沙做了这样一个祷告，记录在列王记下六章十七节。他说：“耶和华，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。”
And all of a sudden, his servant saw all these fiery chariots and these spiritual battles, these angels that were protecting the city.
所以当时祷告之后，他跟随以利沙这个少年人，他立刻看见有满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
Folks, I don't know how to say this any stronger, but there is a battle going on right now.
各位，我不知道怎么样再强调这个重要性。我们每一天都真实的面对这样一个很大的属灵征战。
It is not a small battle, it is a cosmic universal battle.
这不是一个小打小闹，不是一个小战争，是一个灵界的一个很大的一个战争。
And for too long, Christians have thought that the Christian life is like a playground, when in reality, it's a battlefield.
所以我们已经太久好像默认基督徒的生活好像是一个游乐场，但实际上基督徒的生活是一个战场。
With absolute clarity, we have to realize every day that we are fighting an enemy.
所以我们需要清醒地认识到，每一天我们作为基督徒，我们的生活都面对着这样一个真实的一个属灵征战。
The second truth is that we have to understand the nature of our enemy.
第二个真相，我们是要去弄明白我们敌人的本质。
He is called Satan.
他被称为撒旦。
And he is our adversary. By nature, he is an enemy of God and all that God does and all that God loves.
本质上，撒旦是神的敌人。他敌对所神做的每一件事，他敌对神爱的每一个人。
Satan is a spiritual being that led a heavenly revolt in which one third of the angels of heaven left God.
撒旦是一个天使当时他带领了三分之一的天使有了这样一个对神的一个叛变。
And every morning when you wake up, Satan has a plan to destroy your life.
所以每一天早晨当你醒来的时候撒旦都有一个精心设计好的计划要让你怎么样跌倒。
He has a plan to oppose you. He has a plan to trick you.
他总有办法巧计诡计来让你跌倒让你失败。
He is also called the devil.
他也同时被称为魔鬼。
He is the accuser. He is a slanderer.
他是控告者他是诽谤者。
And he loves to put thoughts in our mind that are against God.
他很喜欢在我们的心思意念里放出敌对神的这样的意念。
And then when we yield to those thoughts, he condemns us.
当我们向那些想法去妥协退让的时候他就来谴责我们。
He loves to put guilt and shame upon us.
他很喜欢在我们里面深沉累积那样的内疚感和 羞愧感。
He loves to whisper, there's no hope.
他很喜欢在我们的耳边轻声低语说你没有盼望你没有指望了。
He is also called the tempter.
他也被称作试探者诱惑者。
His temptation started in the Garden of Eden.
撒旦的这样的试探起始于在伊甸园当中。
And every day he will tempt you.
所以每一天撒旦都会来试探你。
He never gives up.
他从不放弃。
Remember, he even tempted Jesus.
想想还记得吗撒旦甚至试探过耶稣。
He is called a murderer and a destroyer.
他也被称作谋杀者破坏者。
He wants to kill you. He wants to take your life.
他想杀了你，他想拿去你的生命。
He wants to destroy all that is holy and all that is precious to God.
他想摧毁一切圣洁和宝贵对神来说宝贵的东西。
So this battle has high stakes.
所以这场征战，这个有很大的赌注。
He is called a liar.
他也被称为谎言之父。
Satan loves to whisper lies in your ears.
撒旦很擅长在你的耳边说那些谎言。
He loves to say, well, God doesn't care about you.
他喜欢说神没那么在乎你。
You can't trust God's way.
你没法相信神的方式。
Just do this yourself. You know better than God does.
你最好什么都靠自己，自己来。你比神更知道每一件事的细节。
But for every one of Satan's lies, we need to bring God's truth in as the antidote.
所以在每一次这样的试探当中，我们都需要去找到这样的解毒剂来再次来依靠神。
He is called the ruler of this age, the god of this age, the prince of the power of the air.
撒旦也被称作为这个世界的神，空中掌权者。
Satan is in control of the world's systems.
撒旦在掌控着这个世界的这样的一个系统。
Through governments and education and business and entertainment, he is behind it all.
这个世界的这样怎么运作的系统，包括政府，包括教育体系，包括商业，包括文化，包括娱乐，他都在后面掌权。
He is also called the angel of light.
他也被称作为光明的天使。
Which means that Satan can transform himself into something that seems beautiful.
所以那意味着撒旦他可以把自己装扮成非常漂亮的非常荣耀的这样光明的天使。
All this points out is that the nature of our enemy is one that is very destructive to our souls.
所有这些撒旦的这样一些特性都说明撒旦他本身对我们每个人的这样的一个破坏性摧毁性很大。
Our third truth is that we need to realize our enemy's schemes.
第三个真相是我们要意识到我们敌人的诡计。
His first scheme, he wants us to believe that he doesn't exist.
第一个诡计就是他希望每一个人都觉得他不是个真实的存在。
And he has convinced many people that he doesn't exist.
他说服了很多人，让很多人相信他并不是一个真实的存在。
Many people believe that for us to believe in Satan is like believing in Halloween ghosts and goblins.
他使用他的诡计，让我们每个人觉得相信撒旦的存在，就如同相信万圣节那些小妖怪的存在。
Satan has tricked the Western world into mythologizing him.
撒旦他真的是戏弄了整个西方世界，让西方世界认为撒旦仅仅存在于神话故事当中。
Here are some stats from the Barna Group.
这是一些统计数字，从这个民调研究机构巴纳来的。
55% view Satan as a symbolic of evil rather than a real entity.
所以55%的人认为55%的基督徒认为撒旦只是一个象征邪恶的标志而非真实的存在。
Even 45% of born-again Christians don't believe Satan is real.
45%重生的基督徒不相信撒旦真实的存在。
Remember, if you are not aware of his reality, you're already a victim of him.
请记得，如果你不相信撒旦只是一个真实的存在，那你已经成为了这场属灵征战的一个受害者。
A second scheme of Satan is that I'm everywhere.
第二个撒旦的诡计是，他无处不在。
He wants us to believe that everything that happens is the result of him.
他让我们相信每一件发生在我们身上的可能是负面的事情坏事都是因为他。
And I just want to guard against this lie too.
我很想让大家能够去保守一个意念保守我们的心。
Remember rule 3, acknowledge your enemy, but keep your eyes on the Lord.
我们要记得红海规则第三点是我们要承认我们要真实的意识到我们这样的敌人的存在但是同时我们也要转眼仰望耶稣。
A third scheme is that I'm not that dangerous.
撒旦第三个诡计就是他让人们相信他没有那么危险。
And I want to make clear that Satan was defeated at the cross.
我想强调的是在十字架当时十字架上撒旦已经被打败了。
But he's not dormant.
但是他不是说完全死透了他不是动弹不得了。
A wounded animal can be very dangerous.
一个受伤的动物可以非常的危险。
This is a John Rankin, and he's head of the New England Christian Action Council.
这是约翰兰金的这样的一个图片，他是新英格兰基督教行动委员会的这样的负责人。
And he was at the University of New Hampshire at Durham, and it was a very hostile crowd that night.
当时约翰兰金他在新罕布什尔州这样的一个大学当时有一场他引导一场讨论，这场讨论非常的充满敌意。
And I personally.Have heard John many times speak, and he's a very gentle and kind man.
我私下认识约翰兰金，听过他的讲到他的信息。他本身是个非常谦卑、非常温柔的一个人。
But after the debate, a woman came up to him and was very hostile.
当时在新罕布什尔州进行的那场非常充满敌意的讨论当中，结束之后，一个妇女来找他。
And John was in a circle with six other seminary students talking with this woman.
所以当时约翰周围跟这位妇人聊天的时候，周围还有六个神学院的学生。
And she said, John, stop forcing your views on other people.
这个妇人说道，约翰，请你停止把你的观点强加于人。
And he said, ma'am, this is a democratic society. I can express my views.
然后约翰说道，我们在一个民主的国家，所以我可以来表达我的想法。
And then this woman said,
然后这
Well,
个，
I don't believe in democracy.
然后这个妇人说道，我不相信民主。
And when she said that, a spiritual force came out of her, and everyone in that circle was knocked back 2 feet from where they were standing.
当她说出这句话的时候，好像从她身上出现了一个非常强的一个灵，让周围这样的神学院的学生还有约翰，好像都被往后倒退了2尺。
This woman has some type of spirit, evil spiritual power in her that came out at that council.
这个妇人当时她好像里面有很强的这样邪灵被附着。
And I have run into demonic possession and oppression many times in my life, both here and internationally.
我在我过去服侍的年岁当中也经历过这样被鬼附的经历遇到这样的人。
Satan is a dangerous adversary.
所以撒旦是一个非常危险的这样的一个敌人。
A fourth is that you don't need to give glory to God.
撒旦第四个诡计是他常常对我们耳边细语这样的谎言说，你不一定需要归荣耀给神。
Satan will do whatever it takes for you not to worship God or spend time with giving glory to God each day.
所以撒旦他会极尽他的所能让你不要归荣耀给神。
Remember, if on Monday you don't take time to worship God, Satan has won that day.
请记得，如果周一你不来敬拜神，你不将荣耀归给神，那星期一在这场属灵征战当中，撒旦就获胜。
Number five, if you think something, it makes you guilty.
第五个撒旦的诡计是，他会让你觉得你一旦想了什么，你就有罪。
And that's not true.
那不是真的。
Satan can put thoughts in our minds, but we don't have to act on them.
撒旦可以将一些邪恶的意念放在我们里面，但是我们不一定要按照这样的意念来行动。
And the final is that there is no hope.
最后一个撒旦的诡计是，他总让我们觉得未来没有盼望。
Satan loves to whisper this during our Red Sea situations.
撒旦常常在我们这样的一个困境当中，红海的境遇当中，让我们觉得没有希望，无路可走。
And the gospel is this, there's always hope when Jesus is there.
福音，何为福音？福音就是说，永远有盼望，因为耶稣在那里。
Let's go on to the fourth truth, and that is secure the victory over our enemy.
所以第四个真相，我们今天要来看的就是持守胜过敌人。
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
仰望耶稣。
The best way to combat the darkness is to stay in the light.
想要战胜黑暗，唯一的办法就是要站在光中。
The best way to keep the enemy out is to keep Jesus in.
想要让撒旦远离你，必须你就要来靠近耶稣。
This is a picture of my family.
这是我一张关于我家庭的家人的一张照片。
And when my daughter Janelle was in elementary school, she was asked to write an essay.
当时我的女儿正在上小学，她当时要写一篇小文章。
And the question was, if a bully came up to you and started to bully you on the playground, what would you do?
当时她写文章的这样提的一个主题是说，如果你遇到一场霸凌你该怎么办？你怎么样去阻止这样的霸凌？
And she wrote down, I would tell them that I have two brothers, one that is 6'5", the other is 6'3", and they are very strong.
她当时写下说，我会告诉对方，我有两个哥哥，他们都很壮，一个是6'5", 一个是6'3".
And the teacher asked her, well, do you think that this is going to work?
然后她老师就问她，你觉得这么说有用吗？
And she said, oh yeah, that'll work.
然后我女儿非常坚定地说，当然。
Well, you have a big brother too, and his name is Jesus.
所以我们每一个人在座的每一位，你有一个大兄长，就是耶稣。
Keep your eyes on him, and the bullies will stay away.
仰望耶稣，撒旦就逃跑了。
Remember that Jesus' victory is our victory.
记住耶稣的胜利就是我们的胜利。
God raised up us. He raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms of Christ Jesus.
以弗所书二章六节这里说到，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
We have delegated authority because we are united with Jesus.
我们被赋予了这样的权柄，因为我们与耶稣基督联合。
We also can claim the blood of Jesus.
我们同样也可以宣告耶稣的宝血。
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
在启示录十二章十一节这里说到，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血。
So we don't come against our adversary with our strength.
所以我们在面对我们的敌人的时候，在这场征战当中，我们并不是只有我们自己在。
We pray the blood of Christ over people and over situations, and we trust that the blood of Christ is so powerful that we will win the victory.
所以在这样的情境当中，我们要第一就是来宣告耶稣的宝血，为我们的朋友，为我们自己，为我们的家人来赢得这场战争。
So every day pray in the name and the blood of Christ.
所以每一天靠耶稣的名，靠耶稣的宝血来祷告。
And if another way to secure is to put on the armor of God.
另外一个能够帮助你持守胜过敌人的办法是穿上基督的军装。
Notice it says, finally be strong in the Lord and his mighty power.
以弗所书六章十到十一节这里说到，你们要靠着主，倚靠他的大能大力。
When we put on the armor that's listed in that passage, his power becomes our power.
所以当我们按照以弗所书六章那里所写的，当我们穿戴神所赐的从耶稣而来的全副军装，我们就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
I want to close with the story of John Patton.
所以我今天想通过约翰·帕顿的故事来结束今天的正道。
And he was ministering in the New Hebrides Island.
他当时在一个太平洋岛屿上在有一些服侍，有些施工。
And he was bringing the gospel to natives that were on that island.
所以他当时想要把福音传给这些在岛屿上的本地的土著的居民。
And one night, his enemies gathered around his headquarters and with the intent on killing them and burning the headquarters down.
当时因为他当时跟当地的居民其实之间有很大的冲突，当时的人很不欢迎他，然后有一天晚上，这些村民就围绕着他的房子，然后想要把他们全家给杀了，把他们的房子给烧毁。
And John and his wife prayed all night long for God to deliver them.
然后当时约翰·帕顿和他的妻子整夜都在祷告，求神来帮助他们。
And when morning came, they were surprised that all of the enemies had left.
然后当早晨来到的时候，他们非常的吃惊，看见他们的这样的敌人，这些村民都走了。
A year later, that chief that was his enemy came to know Jesus Christ.
然后一年之后，那个部落的首领他觉知成为一个基督徒。
And the chief asked John Patton, said, How did you get all those men to protect you that night?
然后当时他们再一次见面的时候，当时这个决定成为耶稣门徒的这样的一个部落首领问到帕顿说，那天晚上那些人从哪儿来的？那些保护你们的非常英勇的这些士兵哪里来的？
And John said, there were no men, it was just my wife and I, and we were praying.
然后约翰说道，哪有什么人，就只有我和我的太太，我们整晚在祷告。
But the chief said no. There were hundreds of big, shining men with swords drawn that were surrounding your tent or your headquarters.
然后这个部落首领说不可能，当时我们看到了成百上千的这样一个非常壮硕的士兵，每个人手上都穿着非常光鲜的这样一个盔甲，还拔出了剑。
Both John Patton and the chief recognized that God had sent his angels that night to watch over them.
然后不光是这个部落首领约翰才方才意识到那天晚上神派了他的天使天兵来保护他们。
When things are going bad in your Red Sea situation,
当你在困境当中、低谷当中、在红海的情景当中，
and you feel trapped and you feel like there's no victory,
然后你觉得你被困住了，你被陷在那儿动弹不得、毫无盼望的时候，
acknowledge your adversary, but keep your eyes focused on Jesus.
承认你的敌人的存在，但是同时要来转眼仰望耶稣。
Lord, we are convinced that we need your power today.
主啊，我们深深的相信我们需要你的武装。
Convict us of any weakness that we would have in putting on your armor.
帮助我们今天承认我们自己的软弱，但是当我们的软弱在你的能力之下，我们才能显得刚强。
Lord, we renounce any foothold that Satan would have in our lives.
主啊，帮助我们，在我们每天的生活当中，不再给魔鬼留任何的地步。
We commit ourselves to following you.
我们再次把我们自己委身给你，我们要来跟随你。
Help us to keep our eyes focused on you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，帮助我们，我们的眼目单单的来仰望你。
And Lord, by faith and by the blood of Christ, I pray your protection on this church.
主啊，凭着你的信，我们对你的信，凭着耶稣的宝血，我们恳求你来保护南康州华人基督教会的每一个弟兄姐妹。
I pray your protection over the leadership of this church.
我求你来保护教会的这样的执事会核心同工。
I pray your protection over every family and every individual in this church.
求你来保护这个教会的每一个家庭，每一个弟兄姊妹。
Thank you that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
主啊，谢谢你，凭着耶稣基督，我们每一个都得胜有余。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much, Pastor Scott, for your wonderful message. 谢谢 Scott 牧师的。